What is going on, guys, and welcome back to the Create Lab podcast. It's been a crazy week for us in the CrossFit world. The Open is now over, and it's now we only have a small window to get ready for the next stage, which is the CrossFit quarterfinals. Here at DCL, we had four athletes qualify for the next round: Hector, Alex, Christine, and Sam. This is a huge accomplishment, which means they are in the top 10% of CrossFitters in North America. I couldn't be more proud of what they did to get to this level. Over the next several days, they will be submitting videos and completing the workouts for the quarterfinals. In other CrossFit-related news, let's talk about Rich Froning. Gotta give a shout out to the original CrossFit GOAT. The man has been competing at the high end of the sport for over 10 years now, and is still sitting at the top of the leaderboard, even though he is not training for individual competition anymore. He is still in the top 5 athletes in the world, which is a crazy accomplishment. When it comes to the CrossFit Open, I do believe people lose sight of its original intent. The CrossFit Open is designed to compare yourself against yourself year after year. What improvements did you make? What areas do you need to focus on? The Open is a great test of fitness, but does not tell you everything about fitness. So comparing yourself to others isn't a fair assessment. Another problem here is people start to look at their programming and start to be critical of it. And I'm not saying I don't look at my own programming and start to direct the areas that I need to improve on. What I am saying is many start to look at these higher end athletes and switch their programming up, and then they think that they're going to see the same results, which is not necessarily true. You need to look at your results from years past and see if you've made progress. If you made progress, then stick with the program. You have to remember that fitness is a lifetime journey. Yes, you need to make some tweaks and adjustments, but I believe many feel that it's their programming that's holding them back, when in reality, it's a mentality thing. I've said it before and I'll continue to say it. Matt Frazier, Patrick Mahomes, Michael Phelps all have a mentality that the rest of us don't have. They have a discipline to their craft. If you aren't willing to dedicate the sleep that they get, the food that they eat, the sacrifices they make, then don't expect to see the same results just because you work out like they do. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being a really fit teacher, or a fit firefighter, or a fit mom or dad. Dedicate your life to what's important to you, not what's important to them. For these athletes, winning the CrossFit Games, or the Super Bowl, or the Olympics is everything. For you, it may not be the same. So if you're getting better on the leaderboard, then there's no reason to switch things up. I think people see the Matt Frazier's and the Katrin David's others out there and try to follow their programs and expect to see the same results. This will not happen. Why? Because these programs are focused on these athletes and their weaknesses, their strengths, which are not necessarily your weaknesses and not your strengths. Elite level programs are built around the athlete, not the other way around. This is why I pride myself in the DCL program, because we tailor our programs to our athletes. I know what we need to work on, and based on the results of our athletes. Our competitors' program is tailored to those athletes. I'm not saying that there's no benefits to these programs. These programs completed by these elite athletes, if you want to see the maximum benefits of a program, you must stick with what is working for you. Again, that can be gauged by the CrossFit Open, as well as working on your weaknesses. A lot of these programs tend to make an athlete train maximally. One of the best pieces of advice I have ever been given as a coach is do not train minimally, do not train maximally, train optimally. You must train to the optimal percentages, optimal efforts, and recover optimally as well. Remember this when you want to follow the next popular program that you see online. So with that rant out of the way, let's talk about the programming this week. Our max effort this week consists of the back squat for a 3-rep max and push press for a 2-rep max. The goal for the 3-rep should have been to beat our old 3-rep from January 4th and the push press to beat our old 2-rep of January 13th. Again, as with all our max effort work, if you find positions starting to waver, don't add more weight just to keep going to set a new record. The goal with max effort is to push as hard as you can for that day, and if your form starts to falter, then you need to take a step back and accept that as your max effort for that day. The dynamic effort work for the week will have us doing repetition work at 80% of the back squats that we did on Monday. When we train 75, 80, 85 in these 3-week waves, that gives an average training weight of 80%, which is the optimal for strength training. Our Metcons of this week have us push a nice little variety of pushing and pulling on Monday. And then we have hang, you know, with the hang cleans and wall balls. Tuesday had us doing toaster bar and dumbbell snatches, which are both pulling movements. As with the toaster bar, you're pulling your toes to the bar by using your hip flexors. Wednesday had us testing the benchmark workout Nancy with running and overhead squats. This is a similar format to Friday's work last week with a moderate weight power clean and running, which is pulling, but this week we're focusing on the lightweight pushing of the overhead squat. If you look back, you will see similar formats with all of our programming. We will do low volume but higher end higher weight pulling and pushing, and next week higher volume but lighter weight pushing and pulling. This challenges the central nervous system in different ways. Thursday will have us doing a 30-minute EMOM, which is designed primarily to recover and work on skills. You have two metabolic conditioning movements, changing the gymnastics movements on the third minute. This allows our athletes to practice higher skill movements under a high metabolic demand. Then on Friday, we'll be doing some single-arm farmer's carries. I learned this trick from Dr. Aaron Horchek from Squat University. Doing unilateral farmer's carries like this challenges the core, which is much more than just your abdominals. Your body has to stabilize the torso with an uneven weight. This is one of the best ways to truly test and strengthen those core muscles. I hope everyone is having a great training week. I hope you're setting new goals for the upcoming training year. Don't forget, we have a variety of different programs here at DCL that you can subscribe to. We have endurance, weightlifting, tactical, competitors program, all which challenge the body just a little bit differently. Thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to share, subscribe, and view this podcast. Let us know what you want to hear. Follow us on all the social media platforms at CrossFit DCL. Get signed up for our upcoming competition, Battle at the Lab, on May 1st and 2nd. And as always, guys, do great things for your country, and have a great day.